Yeah, those are really good.
What, the cinnamon bun Oreos?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's not just the cream filling. It's the cookie part. It has also a cinnamon flavor in it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Okay. A lot of feedback on the Bears thing. Whether or not people don't respect the Bears enough. Should we respect the Bears more? Hey, guys. Great show. No fear of the Bears from this fan. Lions swept the Bears last year. Yeah, Bears had a great year.
That happened.
And, you know, the ESPN pointed out some metrics that really worked in their favor that are going to be hard to repeat. The biggest of which was recovered fumbles. Over 66%. That has happened 23 prior times that a team has recovered over 66% of the fumbles. The following year, those teams were below 50%. I don't think it means anything other than the ball doesn't always bounce your way. The other thing was their ability to, this is some credit to them, but it's pointed out that it might be a reflection of the other teams not doing this, but they made the play in the fourth quarter of a lot of games that won them a game. My first instinct is hats off to them. That is, but if the other team, you know, poops the bed in the fourth quarter.
Oh my.
Well, if that's what happened more than what you did, happened more than you did, then sometimes those things are hard to repeat. But that's an ESPN story. Next text. As it relates to the Bears, let's just put it this way. Ben is going to have to keep his shirt on a lot more this year. Oh. Not as many dubs, huh?
They have a shirt of that, by the way. I don't know if the Bears did it, but you know how fans put together shirts and... Yeah. There's a shirt in Chicago, Ben Johnson with his shirt off after that one, you know, in the locker room celebrating that win. So
really,
they love Ben Johnson.
Yep.
But yeah, keep your shirt on against the Lions at least.
Next text, you're talking about two or three fumble recoveries going the other way for the Bears. I do not believe that swings their season. The Bears will win the division. That's from an unnamed texter. Look, I think it's foolish to be completely dismissive of Hammond, but if you, I think they should be taken very seriously, but you know, there's a reason why the Bears are ended up number one on this list of teams that could regress. And here's what's funny about it. The story says, I don't typically put these teams in any real order. When Bears head coach Ben Johnson said his team was the number one regression candidate heading into 2026, though, how else could I start the decline? How else could I start the decline column?
Well, then you're taking that completely out of context because he was being sarcastic about it because he had seen an article saying something similar to this. He goes, well, you know, we are the team to going to regress the most.
Yep. That's kind of funny that they use those words against him. So let me see here. The Bears forced 33 turnovers and only turned the ball over a league low 11 times. Is there any argument that the league low 11 times is luck? I think that that's more of a credit to them, right? You only turn it over 11 times.
That's impressive.
And forcing fumbles is something you can do. It's the recovery of the fumbles that was an inordinately high number. But we'll see.
And how many of those came from the quarterback? You know, that he just jumped on top of the ball that he had.
Yeah.
You got hit, fumbled, and
maybe got your own, own fumble. Yeah. You wrote something in your show sheet. Which position needs to be fortified immediately before the break camp and prepare for week one? When you wrote that, are you talking about outside the organization? Or are you talking about somebody needs to step up?
I think more outside the organization. No, because. We briefly talked about and kind of jokingly about the backup quarterback position, but we did have fun with it. But I think that they're doing a serious deep dive in every roster right now in the National Football League and trying to identify who the cut candidates are so that they can be first to get there. And from these cut candidates, where do you think that you have to, where are the Lions looking most, you know?
So when the cuts come, what position do you think they will sign? I will think they will sign a offensive lineman, a backup offensive lineman, maybe a tackle, if they can find a tackle.
Interesting.
Yep.
Because they brought in guards to work out, not tackles.
I know. I think they figure they're going to get Barch back eventually, and they're going to get Cade Mays back eventually, and maybe that eventually won't be in time for the season. Is Devin Cochran their backup left tackle?
It's either him or Miles Frazier has played it. Sorstall is kind of their backup tackle.
I find I'm more worried about the left tackle backup than can Borum. Borum played over there, right? They just said his best film was at right tackle.
Well, I mean, if you look at the film of the first couple plays, and then play number two in particular did not look good.
Yep.
I wouldn't think it's on the tackle position. I could see offensive line, but for me, I think it's defensive back. It's finding a corner, or maybe even a safety. Whichever one pops up that looks like it's an upgrade of what you have. I looked at a couple of different roster projections for the Lions, one from The Athletic and I think one from Dave Burkett. Mm-hmm. And actually, not three of them, because now I think of it, one from was also from ESPN. And I think all three of them had the Lions keeping three safeties. I'm not sure if that's appropriate, if that's a mistake. Now, it's three, and that's before the situation with their starting safeties that are out right now. So maybe it'll just correct itself if, you know, Kirby Joseph is healthy enough to play.
Right.
But I'm not counting on it that he'll be ready to go from moment one, or that he's going to be able to survive the season. And we know that Brian Branch is going to be out for a while. So I wouldn't be surprised if they added a safety.
Kang, when the cuts come from other teams, what position do you think they're most likely to sign?
I agree with safety as a possible focal point gator because, I mean, obviously we already know with Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, they have essentially two backups starting the year. But outside that, I got an outside shot call here. Trey Benson just got released by the Cardinals. Drew Petzing, you know, he came from Arizona Cardinals. You know, guys, I like Vaki, but he has really got, you know, I almost feel like, I don't know if he's fighting for a roster spot necessarily, but
I'm starting to think he needs to get healthy.
Yeah,
quick.
It's not like it's cemented at this point either. That's why I worry about him. And then I think they really like Saylor, so we'll see. Just keep an eye on Benson. But yeah, I would agree with the safety position, Gator.
248-539-9797. As we approach the first round of cuts, or I guess it's everybody gets cut at the same time now. As we approach NFL cut day, what position do you think the Lions will target? Would you like to see them target? 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback on that. We'll talk a little college football next hour as well. Plus, Gator said, surprised me a little bit, called this overrated.
What's the problem?
Okay, well, I'm about to see if it's a popular take.
You're going
to
at me?
We'll get to that at 105. Here on Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, stream the show with the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1. Anywhere in the United States. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with video on Twitch and YouTube. Participate in the streaming chat on both of those sites. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.